Time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm David Hokanson. Coming up next week, it is National Drug Facts Week. And we've got some ladies here with us from the CARE Coalition that are going to talk us all about what this week is all about and let you know about some of the information that is available to you if you need it. We have first up is Alexandria Anderson. She's the Prevention Coordinator with Four Corners Community Mental Health. Then we'll talk to Eileen Green. She's a vocational rehabilitation counselor. And then Kobe Prettyman will talk. She's a parental representative with the CARE Coalition and kind of give parents out there an idea of how they can be involved in what's going on with their kids. Now, Alexandria, first off, we're going to start with you. Thank you for coming in this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having us, Dave.
So let's talk about National Drug Facts Week. And is this different from like Red Ribbon Week and those kinds of things? Is that different from that?
It's indifferent that we want to get information to parents and youth so they can have that important conversation about substance use.
And what kind of things will be discussed and covered as far as National Drug Facts Week? How is this going to, it's really an enlightening situation for parents, is that's what it is, just to kind of do that? Or are there things that are going to be going on at schools with students as far as that goes?
So how we're going to be delivering this information is mostly going to be on our Facebook page, where we'll have facts and myths around certain substances that youth and parents can get the facts on. Oftentimes, parents don't know what their youth are thinking about these substances, and we want to make sure that parents understand the myths that youth might be thinking and that youth understand the actual facts to those myths.
Okay. And once again, you said this is going to be all available on your Facebook page.
Yes.
And that is Care for
Carbon.
Mm-hmm. And the number 4, right?
Yes.
That's one thing that people need to realize. Care for Carbon on Facebook, and it will be on there, and all of this stuff will be starting next Monday, March 22nd. We're going to move over to Eileen Green now, the vocational rehabilitation counselor. Eileen, thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate it.
Happy to be here. Thanks.
So let's talk about, you know, why is it so important that young people don't really get involved with drugs and alcohol? I mean, of course, there are going to be lasting effects that go on through the rest of their life. But why is it so important that when they're young, they don't get involved in it?
That is a great question, Dave. The research that has been done on the human brain shows that it is developing so rapidly from birth to, say, age 10. It's developing all these neural pathways. And by the time you get to age 10 to 12, your brain starts trimming off the stuff that it doesn't need as much. It's making pathways stronger that are used more often. So if you're reading certain books, you're playing video games, you eat food, your brain starts developing those areas more and more. If you exercise, if you're in sports, your brain develops those areas more and more. And children and youth that are involved with stressful situations, they may see adults in their lives that turn to substances to deal with that and may think, well, that's how I want to do it. And a lot of adults have the misunderstanding that younger children don't need to have this discussion because it's not in their life. If it's okay, I want to share a brief story from my daughter. When she was in first grade, she came home, and because I've always been involved with prevention, I've kind of drilled it into their heads about the risks of underage substance use. She was talking to her friends about how it was stupid to use substances because they were talking about how they were excited to drink alcohol because adults in their life also drink alcohol. And some of them were having discussions with their parents, but it was discussions like, well, you can't drink until you're 13, or you can only drink at home. And that concerns me because it's not just about where they're drinking. Their brains are not developed. Your brain doesn't finish developing until you're 22 to 25. Sometimes for men, it's even later, even as much as 26. So your brain is still developing, and using these substances primes your brain for addiction. Even if you quit using, there are many adults that I end up working with that I see that have substance abuse addiction, and they're reporting they started using when they were grade school, middle school, using it frequently, either every week, every day, and even some that stopped now have substance abuse addiction that has derailed their life, destroyed relationships, kids have been taken away, being able to get or maintain employment has become impossible, if not just very difficult. So I hate to see this. It breaks my heart because they're not bad people. But learning how to cope with your stresses in healthy ways is so important as a youth. We have so many people starting as children that don't know how to deal with things when they're stressed out or upset. And we've got to teach the children early. And that also wires their brain for good, healthy ways of coping. So when they're adults, they're not going to be losing it as much.
And that's very important. And all of that information is going to be part of the National Drug Facts Week coming up. It'll be on your website and things like that. And you mentioned parent. So I want to switch over to Kobe Prettyman, who is your parental representative on the CARE Coalition. Kobe, let's talk about how things are with, why is it so important for kids to have parents that are involved in these situations?
Well, I think that parents greatly underestimate the impact they might have on their children and the influence that they have on their children. We all know that peer pressure is a huge thing, and as kids get older, that becomes even more important to them. But having a parent available to one talk to and that is willing to talk about difficult things with them is huge in a child's life. I've already started talking to my children about substance use and what that means and what that can do to your brain. And I think when they see that parents are willing to talk about things that the kids are talking about at school, that, hey, I can talk to my mom about that subject too, then that is a huge impact on where maybe they're willing to get their information and know that maybe not everything they hear at school is accurate. And so parents being involved greatly impacts the children's decision to use substances. In fact, we found with underage drinking, it's one of the biggest reasons why children choose not to drink at an early age. And we'll talk specifically more about some of the things that parents can do that in the future interviews that impact these decisions and that help create that kind of relationship between the parents and children.
And it's good that you would bring that up, because next week, with it being National Drug Facts Week, we're going to have interviews all during the week about them. We'll touch on alcohol and vaping and marijuana and the different things that these are going to do, and you know, how it can affect your children and what you can do to help them through these situations. Ladies, thank you so much for coming in today. We really appreciate it. And thank you so much for everything that you guys do out there.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.